Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions.
Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
National Signing Day has come and gone, and the number one, the winner, the biggest winner of National Signing Day, once again, the Georgia Bulldogs pull off a number one class. They are consistently up there since Kirby has taken over. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Georgia had another good recruiting class. SEC as a whole, best classes in the country. I think 7 out of the top 10 classes came from the SEC. Tennessee back in the top 10 in recruiting. So the Vols are starting that climb back to the upper echelon of the SEC.
See, that's a good and bad thing for the SEC as far as having Tennessee in the top of the recruiting class, because what that means is there's a possibility that Tennessee is going to be good again. And that's a good thing for the SEC East in particular, because right now it's Georgia, kind of Florida. And for the SEC to be at its best, you need Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee to all be good and make that division interesting. The bad thing about Tennessee reclaiming its spot, possibly at the top of the SEC East, possibly the conference, they already play Rocky Top a billion times, and they're bad. Man, what's going to happen when they're good?
You will hear it, like I said in a recent article, you hear it over 700 times a ball game.
It's insane.
When Tennessee's good, their fans can get under your skin really quick. I'll just leave it there.
Make that a Twitter question of the week. Which team's fan bases can get under your skin more quickly? Tennessee Volunteers, Florida Gators.
Florida. By a landslide.
We'll have that up momentarily. You can go vote at Twitter, Bishop_show is where you'll find that. That will be up shortly.
Yes, Tennessee's coming on the way back. Florida, give them credit. They had a top 10 recruiting class. Auburn had a top 10 recruiting class. Who does less with more than Auburn, though, when it comes to top-tier talent? If you look at the grand scheme of things, LSU coming off the national championship had a top 5 recruiting class, and then you got Alabama. And you've got Georgia. Texas A&M had a top five or six recruiting class as well. So the SEC teams are doing well in recruiting. Tennessee was 7th in the SEC in recruiting. Of all the industry generator rankings, that would have been the top class in the Pac-12 conference.
You know, the cool thing about, if you're one of those people that watch QB1 on Netflix a couple of seasons ago, you'll remember the kid that went to Iowa State, and he was a senior, and the kid that was behind him, I can't think of the kid's name, I'll find it here shortly, but the kid that was behind him who was a sophomore ended up taking his job. Yep. Well, that kid, that sophomore that ended up taking the senior's job, who had committed to go to Iowa State, ended up being the number one quarterback in his class. And, oh, by the way, signed with Clemson as a 5-star.
Nice. Clemson, just the rich keep getting richer. Clemson, Ohio State, the SEC schools pretty much are kings in recruiting right now. There's a team, though, that I didn't say that used to be a king in recruiting. And that's the Florida State Seminoles. They're floundering right now. I got somebody on Facebook Live hounding me right now about Florida State. And the fact of the matter is, Jason, they're just not there. They're a dumpster fire right now. And Mike Norvell is going to try to rebuild that program.
The kid's name that I'm talking about is DJ
Ulamaluka or something like that.
Uigaleli.
He's a 5-star quarterback out of California, just committed to Clemson. Which brings me to the USC Trojans. How does a 5-star quarterback get out of the state of California.
In your backyard.
In your backyard, and USC not even be in the, you know, not even be in the top two or three of his choices. I don't get that. The kid's gone on record, I think, saying that USC didn't even seriously recruit him.
Yeah, he did say that.
So how in the world does USC, how are they not in on these kids from California?
How in the world does a program like USC finish 55th in recruiting when you're USC, you are the premier program out west, and you finish 55, and I mean like the whole western part of the country, like you're supposed to be a top five program, you're right. A top five football program, you're a top five job, and you finish 55 in recruiting. I tell you what I think happened. I think that coach thought he was getting fired, so he just quit.
He quit.
And then he didn't get fired, and then he was scrambling to catch up, and at that point it was too late.
You know where this USC recruiting class would have ranked in the SEC?
Not last.
Last.
Were they last in the Pac-12?
They weren't last in the Pac-12, but they would have finished behind Vanderbilt in the SEC in recruiting.
That's great. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sgshds.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So what's crazy is you look at the top 10 in the recruiting classes, and this is what you've got. The SEC, Clemson, and Ohio State.
And no Florida State or Miami.
No Florida State, no Miami, no USC.
Wow.
Texas is in the top 10.
Texas is coming back. Well, we've been hearing that now for quite some time. But
yeah.
No Florida State, no Miami, no USC. Michigan was kind of hovering around the top 10. Nebraska, some of these traditional powers from the 90s and things, just settling on three stars now. Can't get in on the big boys anymore. And you know what they say about stars and recruiting rankings, but talent is talent. And I don't care who's your coach. If you've got five-star talent and you're a well-coached football team, more often than not, you're going to be the three-star, talented, well-coached football team. Talent wins games.
Georgia Tech finished 25th inside the top 25 for the first time in recruiting since Jimmy Carter was in office.
That's good stuff because Georgia
Tech. I don't know that. I just made it up.
Georgia Tech, Jason, can compete just by focusing on the Atlanta area and compete and be competitive, very competitive in the ACC.
Just not with Clemson.
Well, Clemson's on.
You're not beating Clemson with a bunch of three stars from Atlanta.
Clemson's making they're one of the top. They may be the top overall football program in the country right now. So there's your blueprint. Clemson's coming into the state of Georgia and getting a lot of kids that Georgia Tech could be in on here in the near future because they've changed their whole offensive philosophy around.
I do think that Georgia Tech's going to do a very good job in the ACC. And contend for division championships there. They'll be in the ACC championship game, I think, a good bit now moving forward, being able to do the Atlanta thing. But in the end, you know, it's Clemson and everybody else in that conference.
Can Georgia Tech recruit well enough to be on the level of a Florida State right now?
Right now? Oh, you mean where – okay. I don't understand your question.
You got three programs in Florida that have been good. Miami, Florida, and Florida State historically over the last few years. Can Georgia Tech recruit well enough in Atlanta so you can have two national powers in the state of Georgia?
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, not with the programs that are in the ACC. Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech. I think it'd be really hard.
Okay.
Okay.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Seagirl has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Listen to this. Best song of the last half of the 20th century.
I really do think that the kid from California might beat Trevor Lawrence out in the spring as Clemson's starting quarterback.
Okay. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Jacksonville Jaguars, soon to be known as the London Big Bens. L.A. to San Diego isn't that long of a walk, Kawhi. Pull a Forrest Gump, then come talk to me. Write this down. Lakers, Bucks, NBA Finals. Good job, Dodgers. You gave away prospects for 1 year of Mookie and took on a ginormous contract of an aging starter. Okay, Major League Baseball, it is time. Get Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. Everyone who is anyone all of a sudden wants to transfer to Georgia. I say Mark D'Antonio, you say something smells fishy. Coach K, no one cares about college basketball until tournament time. You are correct. Maybe the Hawks front office is finally starting to get it. Dear Trevor Lawrence, thanks. Signed, the Clemson OC. The circus has come to town, a.k.a. New York Knicks. Even Will Muschamp's own son doesn't want to play for South Carolina. The Fast and the Furious 10 has announced it will be two parts. Of course it will. And these are my thoughts.
The Fast and the Furious 9 comes out this year, correct?
I think it's 10.
Is it 10?
I think it is. I mean, I don't know. There's so many.
It's through the roof. And I know what's coming out soon, though.
John Wick, The Matrix 4.
Top Gun Maverick. It's coming out in June. It's coming out. I knew that'd get under your skin right there. James Bond, new edition of that's coming out, too, in April.
For all you folks that are going to go see Top Gun. What is it called? Top Gun New Edition?
Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick. Okay. Make sure you take your Geritol that day.
It'll be a box office bonanza.
There are people that have never heard of the movie Top Gun Maverick.
Will be a box office bonanza.
Put that on the Twitter question of the week. Will Top Gun Maverick be a box office bonanza?
Yes, it will.
I've seen the previews. I mean, it looks halfway decent, but I'm not going to see it.
Of course you're not. I mean, you were still wetting the bed when the first Top Gun came out. So why? I mean, you're just trying to be difficult.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm just telling you that movie is going to be popular within a certain age range, and a lot of those folks that are within that certain age range
foot the bills in this country. So it will be a box office bonanza.
If you say so.
I know so.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village, wine and piano bars nightly. First call 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, the Georgia Sea Grill. Top Gun Maverick's going to be a hit. A huge hit.
I just have I'm beginning to even think that maybe even with that older age group that it might not be as huge a hit as you think, because most of the people in this country go to the movies in the evenings, and people that are around that age typically go to bed around 5 p.m.
No, they don't.
So they may not even be awake to go to the movies to watch it.
People in their 40s and 50s go to bed at 5 p.m.? Is that what you're saying now?
That's not the age group I'm talking about. It's going to see this movie.
The age group that you're talking about, a 1986 classic, Top Gun. So people that...
I want you to pay attention to what you just said. 1986.
That was a big time movie in 1986. Now the sequel's coming out, the long awaited sequel.
The long awaited sequel.
How'd we get off on this, man?
You know what is a long awaited sequel?
What's that?
The Matrix 4. That's coming out too.
I'm sure that's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be.
John Wick is going to be a great movie.
Fantastic. I'm so excited about both of those.
Yeah.
I'm hearing some things about the Matrix plot line. I heard somebody mention something about some time travel stuff. I hope they don't go that route.
You know, another movie I'd like to see a sequel of.
Hold on. Let me guess. Rocky 8.
No. I'd like to see a Wedding Crashers 2, and I'd like to see a Notebook 2.
You almost made me cuss on here.
I knew that would get you.
Get out of here.
I mean, Valentine's Day's coming up, man. And no, the Notebook's one of the all-time classic love stories.
No, it's a horrible movie.
No, it's not.
Speaking of the Notebook, this is Andy Reid after winning the Super Bowl.
Can you kind of give us a recap of what your night was like after the confetti fell and did you spend time with the trophy? Did you sleep at all last night?
Yeah, I didn't really sleep last night, but I didn't spend it with the trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife. How's that?
Boom.
Nice. They ask him if he spent the night with the trophy, and he says, yeah, I spent the night with my trophy wife. Good answer.
Great answer.
Valentine's Day coming up. They'll probably be watching The Notebook at the Reed household coming up for that movie.
You really did almost make me cuss on the air. I'm not even lying.
You, man, I, what? You would not watch a Notebook too? Yeah, you would.
No,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
No, man. I would not.
Yeah.
There's no woman on earth that would be able to make me go to a movie or even rent that thing.
Then, like I tell you on these rides down on Saturday morning, that's why we got work to do.
I will tell you a true story. I obviously, you know, I'm a newly single man, or not that new, but yeah, fairly new single man. And I did ask a young lady out on a date the other day and told her that she was fortunate that I was asking her out.
Which probably, did she cancel?
Yeah, inexplicably. Is there a correlation?
If you don't get it, then that's kind of like your sports predictions.
She was all excited to go, and then about 10 minutes after I told her that, she sent me a text and says she had something come up.
That's what we have work to do, man. See, I keep telling you, you're like that clay. You're trying to mold you into something.
I'm
don't
a
know
catch.
What we're molding you into.
I'm a catch.
But we have a lot of work to do.
I bring still a lot to the table. I'm a catch.
We got a lot of work to do.
Look, I'll tell you. I'll be the first one to tell you. I'm good looking. I'm smart. I'm educated. I'm semi-successful. I do the show with you every Saturday.
Which is why it's successful.
Right? Which automatically gets me points.
Gets you points and ratings.
Yeah. I'm funny. I'm entertaining. Yeah. I'm
right.
Sensical.
You're all right.
Humble.
You're all right.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
is the segment where Kip takes over the radio show.
You've never seen Ghost, man.
I don't even know what Ghost is. And we were talking in the break. Kip mentioned something about a ghost from the 1980s that he wanted to see a sequel to Ghost.
Ghost came out in 1990, the year 1990.
I don't know.
Okay.
What year? But this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty and by Catch 228.
Everyone knows the home for oysters on St. Simon's Island is Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. But now that football season is over, it should be your home for college basketball. You see how I brought that, threw that in there like that. Every big college basketball game all season, don't miss it. Don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228-228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
And so now this is the segment of the show where Kip takes us hostage, and he pretty much gets to do whatever he wants to do.
This is the butt hurt segment for the week, Jason, and it's interactive, okay? And we've already... you know, we've already talked a little bit about number five on the butt hurt list. It's the USC football program, 55th in the recruiting rankings. I mean, that alone should get somebody fired. Would you agree?
Agree.
Tennessee would have had the top class in the Pac-12 this year during this recruiting cycle.
Tennessee would have had the top class?
Yes, they would have finished just ahead of Oregon, who finished like 12th in the national recruiting rankings.
How about them apples?
Tennessee, what does that mean, that they would be preseason pick to win the Pac-12
and then be a favorite to find their way in the college football playoff,
and typically
without playing anybody,
finishing typically around third or fourth in the East?
Yeah, good point.
See, I'm trying to bring it all together here. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the North Carolina basketball program. Jason, they're 10-12 overall, 3-8 in the ACC, and they play host Duke tonight.
They've been weekly participants with you.
Oh, my. Yeah. UNC basketball's a blue blood. They may not even make the NIT. I mean, they're under 500. You can't get into a postseason tournament.
Don't you have a buddy that's a North Carolina fan?
Yes, I do.
Staunch North Carolina fan?
Yes.
Okay, so.
He's probably watching somehow today, and he don't want to deal with it, but he's got his head in the sand. But North Carolina, the Tar Heels, Roy, has the game pass Roy by? I don't know. Apparently, if they're 10-12, they're not recruiting up to Carolina standards. 3-8 in the ACC, they're losing to Clemson. Teams like that in basketball, they lost to Georgia Tech this year.
Who's bad?
Who's awful?
They're calling for Pastner to get on out of there.
Hey, Georgia Tech hung 96 on the scoreboard against Carolina. All right, I'm piled on Carolina enough. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, Major League Baseball. Uh-huh. They have an image problem.
Uh-huh.
What can they do better? What can Major League Baseball do better?
Market their stars.
Okay, do you see any Mike Trout commercials on TV?
Negative.
Okay, you see any superstar in baseball right now on TV?
Negative.
Okay, they don't market their superstars, okay? They've got an image problem. You got teams that are cheating, like the Astros, and then you won't let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and then you got a Writers Association of America that chooses your Hall of Fame, and you got some coward in there that didn't vote for Derek Jeter but would not make his ballot public. Baseball's got an image problem. I don't know what you do. Is it get a new commissioner? What do?
You market your stars.
You stop
catering to the old guard in that game, and you start catering to the people that are going to be able to continue the existence and productivity and profitability of Major League Baseball, which is your younger audience, and you figure that out. That's what you got to do. You know, there are a lot of smart people there.
Is baseball becoming kind of an elitist game?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
One thing that I got to say is, in the 1990s, baseball was extremely popular in this country.
It was.
Because you had guys like Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, those types, Roger Clemens, you know, and it was they marketed their stars in the 1990s, Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux. And now, 20 years later, you're coming back and you won't let those guys in the Hall of Fame because they cheated. Look,
It's ridiculous.
You can't do that. You like Kip said, you have an image problem, and then you're not letting, when the game was at its peak, you're not letting the stars that had it at its peak into your Hall of Fame. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Number two on the butt hurt list, Jimmy G. Jimmy G. All these people that were saying, oh, boy, if Jimmy G would have stayed in New England, how many more Super Bowls could the Patriots be winning right now? Well, Jimmy G was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers last week, and he...
I didn't say that.
He didn't look good in the fourth quarter in that football game.
I didn't say that at all.
He didn't look good at all. Jimmy G, when the lights shine the brightest, you didn't look so good. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Number one on the butt hurt list. Last two Super Bowls, Kyle Shanahan coached offense in Atlanta. Head coach in San Francisco has scored 0 points in the fourth quarter of the last two Super Bowls. Cost the Falcons a Super Bowl championship. All they had to do was kick a field goal in the fourth quarter, and they win the Super Bowl a couple of years ago.
You gave me a number in the fourth quarter during the week.
They've been outscored 40 to nothing in the fourth quarter of the last two Super Bowls. And then he goes on, which even magnifies even more that he's butthurt. He says he has no regrets about the way he called the game. Okay. If you've got to defend the way you called the game, then you're butthurt about it.
Did you not want to win? If you lost, how can you not have any regrets?
That game, it was 20-10 going into the fourth quarter, and the 49ers were in control of the contest, and they took their foot off the gas, which translation means run the damn football, because you had studs at running back that could get it done, and you put the game in Jimmy G's hands, and he let you down. That's a coaching, play calling, coaching.
Should you lose when you're up by 10 points with 6 minutes to go in the football game?
No.
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 Then you give up three straight touchdowns. You don't move the ball. I don't even know they got a first down the stretch.
We'll update the Twitter questions really quickly from last week before we head into our hard break here. Would the Patriots have won Super Bowls if they had shed Tom Brady for Jimmy Garoppolo?
That's what people were trying to say in the national media to build up the Super Bowl week. Would they have beat the Eagles a couple of years ago? Would they have been, you know, Jimmy G was quarterback this year. Do the Patriots go deeper in the playoffs? The answer to me is absolutely not.
Well, the Twitter listening audience, 43% says no. They would not have won those Super Bowl, any more Super Bowls with Jimmy G over Tom Brady. And the other question, should Major League Baseball allow Barry Bonds into the Hall of Fame? 63% of our listening audience says yes. Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame.
Barry Bonds is the best player, baseball player in my lifetime
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Finally, my drink did not get thrown away. Typically, I put my drink down where I can reach it during the show. Wet my throat. We're doing a radio show. Kind of helps.
Where's my drink?
And then I come back here, and my drink's in the trash.
Where's mine?
Now, there are only two people in this studio, and I'm not throwing away my drink.
Where's my drink?
You don't have to be Matlock to figure out.
Did you throw my drink in the trash?
Who the other person is throwing away my drink.
Where's mine right now?
I don't know what you did.
Oh,
with
you
it.
Threw mine in the trash.
No, I hadn't even been on that side of the podium.
Okay, the trash can's over there. I bet there's a... Okay.
Yeah, that you put in there.
Oh, so that's code word for saying I threw Kip's drink in the trash.
You know what? If I did, you deserved it.
Oh, okay. If you did. If I walk over there right now and see a cup in the trash can, the facts will be there.
I'm just saying, if I did, you deserved it. You had it coming.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. The read says Mond, by the way. Come on by and see John
read it.
Font.
You're
Jeff
supposed to
Scott
read it the way it
at
is.
At your local Glen County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
If it says Mond, you're supposed to read Mond.
That's management trying to slip people up, trying to throw things in on you, see if you mess up. But, you know, a seasoned vet like me, I don't fall for that anymore. What are we going to talk about this segment?
The Atlanta Braves are heading into the offseason being the NL East favorites, I guess. Last season, they finished 97-65, four games ahead of the Washington Nationals. The only team in the NL East that was under 500 last season was the Miami Marlins. Everybody else finished 500 or better, and just about everybody got better in the offseason.
And I think it's the most competitive division in baseball coming up for 2020, and we'll see. But the Braves are trying for a three-peat, third straight. They're going to try for their third straight NL East championship. And I like their chances. I really do.
There's some talk about them being back in the mix with Chris Bryant. Of course, Chris Bryant lost his grievance against the Cubs for them manipulating his service time. Thus, he will not be a free agent at the end of this season. He will be a free agent at the end of the 2021 season, which gives whoever may trade for him or have him on their team 2 years of control on his contract.
That's going to be interesting what happens in that situation moving forward.
The deal that I have heard that the Cubs are asking for is Austin Riley, Sean Newcomb, and then one of the three, Ian Anderson, Bryce Wilson, or Kyle Wright.
That would be a good trade. I mean, you get your third baseman for, you know, you sign him to a long-term deal.
If you can.
If you can. And then you give away a good Sean Newcomb, I think, is a good pitcher. If it's Kyle Wright, you know, he was a top five pick in the draft.
Number four.
I mean, so there's value there for both teams, I believe.
We'll see how it goes. I will say that with the Austin Riley thing, if he is the player that he's projected to be, that might not be the best trade in the world, but you can't really do that.
I'm going to watch him hard during spring training this year to see if he can hit anything that breaks. I mean, that's the only thing on Austin Riley right now. If he can hit a breaking ball, then you plug him in at third base. But if not, you got to go out and look at options.
The Phillies got better. If the Mets can stay healthy, they've got a really good team on paper. That's just keeping those guys healthy, which they haven't been able to do the last several years.
They have been one of those teams that, you know, the training staff for that team has worked 24/7 to try to keep that team on the field. I like the Mets. I like their rotation. I don't know if Alonso can hit 48 home runs again like he did last year, but he hit a lot. Cano, he's a good player. I like that. I like their team. You know, the Phillies are a team that on paper look pretty good as well.
But I worry about the Phillies pitching.
I worry about chemistry in their locker room, too.
Exactly pertaining to who?
You know who. I mean, he leaves and goes to a new team, and they win a World Series.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Fair enough. I mean, maybe that's unfair. I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it unfair to say that you leave and the year that you leave that your team wins a World Series that maybe you were the reason that you didn't win a World Series? Is that where you're trying to go with this?
I'm trying to say it's pretty well documented right now that there was chemistry issues in the Nationals locker room while Bryce Harper was there.
Oh, we're referring to Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then he goes to the Phillies. They're predicted to win the NL East last year and kind of they were the, you know, trendy pick last year. They didn't do so well.
I thought you were talking about that bullpen guy that was there that left.
No, I'm talking about Bryce Harper.
Can't think of the bullpen guy's name. But I thought that you thought he was the problem.
Well, you sign somebody to $300-something million and you come in and you don't win a division in which you were favored. This guy leaves a team that's kind of was hovering around 500 every year, and all of a sudden they win a World Series. There may be something to it. I don't know.
The Phillies didn't make the playoffs with Bryce Harper.
Finished third last year.
They did lose McCutchen halfway through the year, which I think really hurt.
And they picked up, you know, Gregorius in the offseason.
A big pickup.
That is a big pickup. You know, they got Aaron Nola, who's probably one of the top, you know, I would say handful of big-time aces in Major League Baseball right now. So they're going to be a good team. The Nationals, that rotation, Jason, is off the charts. Starting rotation, Scherzer, Corbin, Strasburg. You got Sanchez. I mean, that rotation, but we talked about it during the break. Are they going to score enough runs for that rotation to be effective?
They've got to win a lot of games, 3-1, for them to be competitive. And God forbid that one of those big three starters get injured for any significant period of time, because if they do, turn out the lights on the Nats.
I mean, and they could be one of those teams that wins 85, 90 games and finish third or fourth in the division.
That's how good the division is going to be.
I think it's good. And the Marlins, I think, will be improved this year.
Marlins won 57 games last year, lost 105.
I think they'll win 70 games this year.
Oh, man. If they win 70 games, that by far is murderer's row for a division.
They could. You know, if you look at them on paper, 70 games is not out of the question.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Surgery Girl has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
We were just talking about that in a break, ironically.
Yes, we were. We were talking about old classic wrestling, professional wrestling.
We were saying Kevin Nash, the NWO is the group that single-handedly saved WCW and ended WCW, same people. Kevin Nash is the head booker. And then ironically enough, with Kevin Nash being the head booker, who was the one guy in WCW that beat Goldberg? Oh,
Kevin Nash.
It was Kevin Nash.
Of course.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yep. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Pristine Water and by the Strike Zone.
Looking for great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The strike zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the strike zone. I got to go out and check that out. Call or go
online.
You
live in virtual reality.
Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
You live in virtual reality in the 1980s. Top Gun is going to be the number one movie in the country world.
I said it would be a box office bonanza. I didn't say nothing about number one. I said it will be, it will make way
more
money.
You hear this? Now he's revising this.
It will make, well, let me put a number on it. It'll make $300 million. Top Gun 2, okay. Top Gun Maverick will. It'll make 300. Want to congratulate my nephew, Deke Jernigan, signing a baseball scholarship to Tallahassee Community College this past week, and all the other kids in Glenn County that signed football scholarships.
Across South Georgia, because, you know, sometimes I think you forget that we're...
Waycross, Camden County, kids signed everywhere. Yeah. Wayne County, Richmond Hill, who didn't make your final top 10. Even though they made the final four and 6A.
You're still hung up on that, huh? You lose sleep over it?
I just got to remind you, because you don't live in reality.
Oh, okay.
Because you seem to omit some of these bogus things that you do on this show. But it's a lot of, you know, life-changing decisions for these young people, and we're proud of them all.
The NFL draft, of course, is slowly approaching. And we're thinking about the Falcons and the Jaguars. And we were talking on our way down to do this show to the studio on what the Jaguars and the Falcons would need in the draft. And I think that we kind of agreed the Falcons were in a position where they looked like that they needed an edge rusher. Meanwhile, probably needs a whole new team.
Jacksonville needs some excitement on offense. I think they need a wide receiver. A big-time wide receiver. You got three in this draft to me. You've got CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma. You've got Henry Ruggs out of Alabama. You got Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama. All three are burners, and Jacksonville needs somebody that can blow the top off of defense.
For once, you and I agree. Now, the projections that I've seen is they're going to go defense at number nine and probably take linebacker out of Clemson. Isaiah Simmons is what I have seen across the board, but I'm in agreement with you. You need to take one of those Alabama burners.
You need a wide receiver in this offense. I mean, the offense will put you to sleep on Sundays. I mean, I think they need a quarterback as well, to be honest with you. I mean, if I was Jacksonville, I'd take a wide receiver at nine, and then I'd take the best available quarterback at 20. That's what I would do.
Well, if they did that, the best available quarterback at 20 would be Jake Fromm.
That's all, you know, I don't know all the where they've got Jake projected. I've seen, the highest projection I've seen Jake at 38. You said that earlier.
It would either be Jake Fromm at 20 or Jordan Love at 20. You'd have to choose.
But they need...
Because everybody else is going to be gone by that point.
You think Tua will be gone? And the Herbert kid out of Oregon will be gone. Jacksonville needs to look at this offense big time. I mean, I don't think defense is the issue in Jacksonville. I think it's the lack of offense.
Well, if you remember, Georgia played Notre Dame early in the year, and their tight end destroyed Georgia's defense over the middle, Cole Kmet. And another projection I've seen, of course, Jacksonville's got two first-round picks. Their second pick comes at 20, and that is what I have seen, is that they're going to take the Notre Dame tight end at 20.
Okay, that's something that'll spice up the offense, because the tight end, you know, with Kittle and Kelsey, you saw in the Super Bowl last week, the tight end's becoming more of a big factor in offenses moving forward, the Gronk factor over the last decade. So, yeah, that could be a plus as well. They need something to spice up this offense. Falcons... Jason,
offense isn't the problem in Atlanta.
They need an edge rusher. They can't put pressure on the quarterback. They need linebacker help. They need corner help in Atlanta. They need defensive help across the board. I wouldn't even draft an offensive player if I was the Falcons. You need to beef up that defense. Vic Beasley, they said they will not re-sign.
See ya.
He's gone, so you need an edge rusher big time. And Jacksonville's just the opposite. Jacksonville's one of these teams that seems to always go defense. Atlanta always goes offense. And they need to go in opposite directions. Jacksonville needs to go all offense. Falcons need to go all defense.
Here's a little stat for you. The Falcons are tied for the second fewest sacks among all NFL teams over the last two seasons. Second fewest.
I mean, if they could have rushed the quarterback a little better, they'd probably have a Super Bowl title.
Or run the ball.
Or no, they had Kyle Shanahan calling the plays. Never mind.
Don't do that. That's not fair.
It is fair.
That's not fair.
He's got a track record now of not being able to see. You got coaches out there, Jason, that are just brilliant offensive minds, but when the pressure gets on, they try to outthink themselves.
Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid, this is what he said, how he spent his Super Bowl night.
And here.
Oh, that's the wrong one, guys. The sound of the week.
Can you kind of give us a recap of what your night was like after the confetti fell? And did you spend time with the trophy? Did you sleep at all last night?
Yeah, I didn't really sleep last night, but I didn't spend it with the trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife. How's that?
Awesome. Good stuff. But Andy Reid, now that he's won the Super Bowl, I think he is a shoo-in for the Football Hall of Fame.
I think he was a Hall of Famer before he won the Super Bowl, but definitely that concretes
no
it.
No question.
Yeah, no question. There's no argument now.
He's won over 200 games. That's a big accomplishment for an NFL head coach to win 200 football games, by the way.
You have to stay around a while.
Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.